Hello, everybody. I'm Steve DeStante, founder of Impact U, and I'm joined today by Samuel Peirce, the CEO of IW Financial. So why did IW Financial decide to go into the impact or ESG space? What was that deciding factor?
Well, I had been a consumer of that data when I was working in a traditional investment management shop. And one of the things that we heard from the from our portfolio managers was the idea that the data that was being used in the space was potentially more subjective than they're comfortable with. That was something that actually came out of the background of the firms that were providing data when I was first cutting my teeth in this. They were really looking at the idea of all the holdings being shareholder activists. And so the activism side of it diminished the use of that data in the mainstream investing community.
SRI.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was something that, you know, that was portfolio managers used that to dismiss that. So when we decided to come into this space, one of the things that was important to us was that the fact that there isn't a single definition. We want to provide a broad array of data points and research that people can interact with based on their value set. And that's where we build our technology to put a user's perspective to create ratings that are based on the comparative universe of a broad universe, how those companies do in the overall space, and find the best of class solutions based on the approach.
Terrific. I think you were describing when you get to the office, you take your jacket off, maybe, and?
Yeah, well, we are a service provider servicing a service industry. So at the end of the day, whether I personally think a company is good or bad is much less important than what the end client views as their perspective. And so finding the investments that fit their particular interest is really important. In fact, it's something that we have our clients will work with their end investors for with various questionnaires and we'll work with them on what the factors are. And one of the when we come into the conversation as a social expert, one of the things we have to say is this is not a test of political correctness. Mm. We're not actually asking people to say what out of 27 different issue areas are all important to you. I get checklists that say everyone has marked everything as high.
Right.
People don't work that way.
Right.
You know, if we get a response like that, we work with the client to say, in most instances, there are maybe 2 to 4 key values-oriented drivers that an investor is willing to put into their economic decision making. And that's really what we try and help our clients drive and dive down into.
Got it. So their lives are synergistic or they're congruent with what it is that they're doing in their investment lives.
Right. If they have areas that they are holistically interested in specific areas, finances have often been held aside and not part of that conversation. Mm. We're saying you can be more holistic in the way that you approach it by doing both. And that also enables you to have the holistic goals you have, but also interact with really strong investment managers who can use this data, who already have their own good sense of good financial, good investments. But we can work with them to not only find the companies that are a good financial fit, but also those that are a good values fit.
Mm. Do you see that people get confused between this values, impact, ESG investing, and philanthropy? Do you see that a lot?
Well, I think that when you think of an overall, the holistic view of the portfolio now, what you often do is you see people that want to take a set of values and find different ways to interact with different asset classes. So philanthropy may be part of it, but it may be that we have a number of clients that have a best of class overall core portfolio, and then they may have a specific mandate that like education. If education was a driver for a couple that's doing this, one of the ways that they may interact with that is to buy municipal bonds that are tied to education. It's usually impact in my mind is something that cobbles together multiple approaches based again on what the value set is and what the solutions would then be derived from.
Excellent. So how does IW Financial differentiate impact from ESG investing?
I think that the impact piece of it, you know, is often a an outside of the process when you look at the overall asset mix. Again, there's often a core portfolio that is going to fit the values of the end investor that we can help create. Then there are often specific types of solutions that may fit that value set. So philanthropy may be part of it. You know, targeted investments are another piece that really can work in the overall approach and are something that are appreciated by users that want to find a definition of impact that is comfortable with them. I mentioned shareholder advocacy, another example of that type of approach.
So shareholder advocacy, I had seen a lot in SRI, the socially responsible investing, where they tried to get a company to stop doing something, right? That's what happens. And in the ESG world, it's do we invest in that company or not based upon what they're doing? We're looking for them to do good, right?
Well, it's sometimes the advocacy is tied to trying to get out of a core business line. That often is not a very effective thing because that's you're not going to convince them to get out of their core business. That's the argument relative to oil and gas. But when you look at something along the lines of finding a way to have the advocacy help them do their business, that's often very effective. This past year, a number of companies have had climate change reporting mandate. So basically, oil and gas company, okay, you're going to be in your core business, but have you put together your plan, like your Y2K plan, which was you didn't know exactly what the risk was, but you knew you had to be ready for it. Climate change can fall in the same camp. So have they reported, have they planned for that? And if so, are they willing to share that with their shareholders? Because if climate change happens the way that people think it's going to, then they're going to have, the company is going to have to react. And they and a shareholder wants to know how the company is making that decision and what they're planning to do if that if that happens.
Absolutely, being prepared.
Yes.
Right? And then there's the sheer economics of things where people might own an asset class that's got a low basis, and if they sell it, they end up incurring a huge capital gain, and how to divest from that in the best way possible, but also, I think you said, to keep the investor informed while they still own that asset, just to keep them very much aware of what's going on.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the key elements, I think, in what we do is there's an educational component, because there's a lot that investors can do that they don't have any idea what's possible. And actually, I've been in a number of conversations where people have been very much interested in having that conversation once they know it's possible. But historically, advisors have had a, don't ask, don't tell policy around specifically not talking about religion and politics with their clients because they didn't want to go down a path that could potentially endanger their potential relationship. My sense is if you have the tools to be able to support it, you're actually growing that level of trust, that level of relationship with the advisor and the end client.
So IW doesn't only filter for impact ESG, it's also other things that you filter for.
Yes, absolutely. It's it's finding solutions. I had a firm that approached us telling us about a great investment. Now, we're not investors ourselves, but having a resource that can say, I'm looking for assets that for this educational mandate, finding that solution and pairing it up with people whose value set is incorporated with that is a sort of middleman job that we can do. Obviously, we're not soliciting anyone, but it is something that we can provide information that people can then look at with their financial professionals.
Sort of the big data of the investment world.
Absolutely.
From a perspective that's, you know, what a person's passion is, what their ethics are, what their background is.
Yes. I think finding a way that to unlock that ability for people to understand what's possible in their investments has really been a key driver for us.
Fantastic. And I really enjoyed how you said it. ESG and impact, your definition, having ESG be the investment opportunity and impact being what impact does it make?
Right.
Right? I really like that a lot. Well, Sam, thank you very much for joining us today. You are extremely informative, and thank you for letting everybody know the truth about these companies in an unbiased way. Really, really respectable work that you're doing. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Thank you.